If your pet is determined to escape, how long do you keep chasing them back? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. My cat, Tibbles, is so annoying. He thinks he wants to be a nature cat, so he's always trying to sneak outside. He'll even hide behind the dryer right next to the door to the garage, and then he's going to leap out when the door is cracked open any more than like 3 inches. It's so infuriating. Now, the thing is, once he finally gets outside for like a few minutes, he's too scared to stay there. He'll lead us on a chase for a couple of minutes, but he always ends up on the back patio waiting to be let back in. Now, thankfully, Jesus has a little more grace for each of us than I do for Tibbles. So let's read about it with Abby Bloom's story, Runner. My dog Ellie likes a good run around the neighborhood. She likes to escape out the front door, even if it's only open a crack. She doesn't come back without a chase. She is not smart when it comes to the busy street we live on. And if there's a rabbit, she's long gone. More often than not, she comes home muddy. More than once, she's come home injured and needing extra care. When I catch up with Ellie and call for her to come, she wags her tail and then she's off again. Other times, she looks at me with wild laughing eyes as if to say, "Come home? Not happening." These times, she goes a little farther, gets a little closer to the cars, or visits the unfriendly dog down the street. And there I am, calling, shadowing, hoping to get close, and always waiting for her to come back. By the time she does, Ellie is usually extra thankful to be back under my protection, and usually she regrets running out the door in the first place. It took a few years of this for me to realize how like my dog I am. I'm a runner. If that door gets open even just a crack, there I go, away toward whatever sin looks interesting at that moment. I don't come back without a chase. I am not smart when it comes to the lure and lies of the devil. And if there's a rabbit trail to follow, I go. More often than not, I get covered in the muck and mud that comes along with sin, and sometimes I get injured by my choices and need extra care. Always, always, I am sorry and so thankful to be back under Jesus's protection. I think about how I never leave Ellie to run the neighborhood alone. I'm always as close as she'll let me get, hoping to snatch her up out of harm's way. Jesus is the same way with me. There I am, getting into more and more trouble, and there he is, calling, shadowing, and snatching me up out of harm's way. And eventually, when I realize I need to be back under his wing of protection, Jesus is right there, ready to care for my hurts and help me follow him again. We all go through doors we shouldn't, and find ourselves out from under the protective wing of our loving Father. Don't let the lies of the enemy keep you from going back to where you're well-loved. Jesus is always waiting, and often closer than we think. All right, let's talk about this a little more. As Christians, we know Jesus is always as close as can be. Read about that in John 10, 27 through 30, Romans 8, 35 through 39. Yet, there may be times when we feel distant from Jesus because we've been stubbornly going our own way. But because he loves us, he wants to help us turn away from sin and back to him. How could today's analogy give us hope to turn to Jesus, even when we've really messed up? Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 139, verse 7, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence?" And I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Psalm 139, 7 through 10, Luke 15, verses 1 through 7, and verses 11 through 32 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and don't forget about the Unlocked app. It has all of our daily devos in audio and written format, and it's perfect when you're busy with life. It's got some other features too, like taking notes and finding stories based on specific Bible verses. So, search for Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store. And come back for tomorrow's Devotion with Natalie, about a mermaid drawn into the murky deep. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.